Okay, our next storyteller is Alex Caldiero, Art's Living Beat.
This is what happened. 2002. After 6 years after being laid off, discovering that I was too old and too expensive, and reaching the point of no return at the very bottom of my soul. 2002. And I was in my kitchen, standing by the sink, looking out the window, and just staring out and thinking bad thoughts. Dark, dark thoughts. And as I'm thinking in this way, all of a sudden, I noticed that I was breathing in a different way. And as I was breathing in a different way, my hands were moving and hitting the sink. And in a while, I found myself in a certain rhythmic pattern, and I was drumming, and I was breathing, and I was drumming, and I was singing. And I was singing out the window to nobody. I was all alone. And in that moment, I knew what I had to do. The most irrational, preposterous thing that I could do, I had to go back to the land where I was born. I had to go back to the town where I was born, a town that's been continuously inhabited 600 BC. And so I spent money I didn't have, and I became positive when I was not positive. And I went back home. And behind the house where I was born, there's a certain mountain. And I climbed up that mountain. And I stood on the summit, and I reoriented myself. I reoriented myself, and I felt whole and complete, and still not knowing what the hell I was going to do with my life. I came back. I'm an immigrant. I came back to America, and I knew what I wanted to do and what I had to do, and I did it, even though there was no sense in it, even though there was no rhyme or reason in it, and I became whole again. To this day, I believe that I was saved by a drum and a song. I found my way to becoming something that was completely out of my possibilities. You ready? Artist in residence at UVU in Orem. An impossibility, you understand? Outside of any planning, because I was saved by a drum and a song. Thank you.